This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. A treat for you today, some Louisiana politics and history, courtesy of NPR's Morning Edition commentator and Louisiana native daughter, Cokie Roberts.
You have a Senate race, and what fun that is. For a while, it was boring. I mean, all we have is David Duke, but now it's great. I mean, there are prostitutes, there's murder, it's good. And there's a candidate that says, oh, all that talk about prostitutes and murder about my opponent. That's not true, he says, as he repeats it over and over again.
Speaking at the WRKF Founders Luncheon Tuesday, Roberts, the daughter of Hale and Lindy Boggs, said the Kennedy-Bustani back and forth this year reminds her of when her father ran for governor in the 1950s.
Earl Long couldn't succeed himself, and so he had a candidate in the race, and they combined to accuse Daddy of being a communist. This was in the middle of the McCarthy period, of course, and you couldn't run as a communist in Louisiana, you'll be happy to know. Throughout the campaign, Earl Long traveled mainly in northern Louisiana. And he said, you know what they're saying down there in South Louisiana? They're saying that Hale Boggs is a communist. You know that Hale Boggs is no communist because he's a good Catholic boy. It does remind us that when we look back with these kind of rose-colored glasses and say, why have things gotten so terrible of late? They weren't beautiful then.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.